नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्नि गौरतिषे नमः वृंदावी तुलसी देवै प्रियाय केशवश्य च कृष्ण भक्ति प्रदे देवी सत्यवत्ते नमो नमः। Devotees of Krishna and assembled respected gentlemen and ladies and beloved children, I am very happy that I have got opportunity to meet with you all here in Germany. It is very famous in the world, this country's name. And I heard from Guru Maharaj, his German thoroughness is very famous. And what they are doing, perfectly. That is their nature. And Germans have much love for India. From so long, that is first discovery about India, good impression given Germany. I heard from Guru Maharaj. And also Guru Maharaj have much love for Germany, that is their Hegel philosophy. Guru Maharaj likes so much. Nearest philosophy to Vaishnavism in this world. And it was my desire one day I can come to Germany. And that day is this day. I met with you all, the devotees of Srila Guru Maharaj. You are all related with Rupanuga Sampradaya. Acharya Srila Guru Maharaj, it is the highest connection with the transcendental world. Where we are living, this is material world, everybody knows. In this material world, the connection with all the jiva souls, the material body and the material many things
connect. Material intelligence, material environment.
Material environment. But beyond this universe, existing the transcendental world, you know that by the grace of Guru Maharaj, about transcendental world, you have some idea. But that idea not sufficient, no doubt, which way with our mundane intelligence, we can conceive that. Mahaprabhu himself said, ya achinta bheda bhed. Achinta bheda bhed with everything. An example I can give, the Krishna existing within everybody's heart. This is firm truth. But which way Krishna while existing and we are doing wrong and we are going many illusory environments, which way it is possible? If Krishna existing in everybody's heart, then Krishna's power can remove all the inauspiciousness. But why we are in this mundane? And not only that, we are involved with this mundane environment. It's also Achinta Bhedabhed. And Lord and ourself relationship is very close and very far. Which way we shall conceive, that's also Achinta Bhedabhed. Guru and the jiva souls, when they are behaving as master and the servant, which way we are going other way, that's also Achinta Bhedabhed. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had given that knowledge, we can adjust with everything, that Achinta Bhedabhed. Krishna living in his abode, there time not
moving.
Which way it is possible? Which way we shall conceive it? Which way we shall conceive? They are all the women. They are like Lakshmi Devi. All wealthy, wealth, all wealth existing within that every woman. Which way we shall conceive? The only Krishna is enjoyer, and everything there for enjoyment of Krishna. This also Achinta, inconceivable. Which way we shall think, when we will ask one mango to the banana tree, oh,
my God.
Which way one banana tree can give one ripe mango without skin and which way one banana tree can give that? It's also Achinta, but it is Chintamani. Prakara Sadhumasu Kalpavriksha. All the Kalpavriksha means Kalpavriksha can give anything.
You wish for.
What? Wish fulfilling tree. What is your wish that will fulfill? Then Mahaprabhu given Achinta Bhedabhed. Siddhanta. Not it is Bad. Bad means ism. But Mahaprabhu not. Preach any ism. Mahaprabhu's preaching is conclusion,
perfect
harmony, perfect harmony with each other. That is Mahaprabhu's preaching matter. And that's called Siddhanta, conclusion. Shankaracharya, he was great in India. Still, 40% people following Shankaracharya. But he gave Mayavad. Ramanujacharya gave Visishtadvaitavad. And other Vaishnavacharya, Madhvacharya, Daitavad. Suddhadvaitavad, Daitadvaitavad. All the Bad means reason. But Mahaprabhu given conclusion. That means harmony with all ism. Actually, we can understand it through, clearly can understand through Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writing. Writings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there we will get it very clearly. Our relationship with Krishna and jiva souls, it is eternal and unchangeable. That is Krishna, this word, giving that meaning, he is attracting all the jiva souls and giving ananda, ecstasy. Through service to his own self, that is Krishna Bhakti. And that is nature of the all jiva souls. And it's clearly come out through Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj said, Mahapanotan stakkeno jojai. And prakritibha parangyatya tajad achintasyalakkanam. What is beyond our thinking, beyond this thinking of this universe, prakritibha param, but existing happily. There, this sun cannot give light. Natat bhasarate surya in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. No sasanko, no pavaka. Sasanko, the moon, the sun, light, they are useless. But that dhamma, the dhamma means jyoti. Effulgent, jyoti.
Self-effulgent.
Anyhow, here in English, effulgent. Dhamma means effulgent.
Or emanating. Origin of all emanation.
From everything,
emanates
the
from.
Inconceivable light come out, we cannot say, like X-ray, you know. X-ray light we cannot see. But X-ray taking photo from inside of the bone. Yeah. But there, light not like that, more than that. Fire is necessary, they are all light coming. Fire is not necessary, they are all light hiding. Actually, everything existing there in the transcendental world, Guru Maharaj said, it is within consciousness, within bhav. Bhav in English, what is it? Within consciousness. Within consciousness and bhav. Bhav means mood.
Internal feelings.
Internal feelings, all existing. There is nothing the bad exploration. Yeah, no sura nidhan lila. Bad
intention.
No. Kharap jinisher prakash shekhane nai.
No manifestation of bad things, undesirable.
No manifestation or undesirable and bad thing. But there is existing some kind of bhav
thought,
consciousness.
They're existing only in thought.
Existing only in thought, and through that manifestation of the pastimes of Krishna, happily they are flowing. Like some Asura Nidhan Lila, that is Putanabad,
killing
demons, everything existing within bhav there.
It's not manifest, only in the background and thought.
It's happened like that. And inside that, the viraha,
separation
from Krishna, that's also existing within consciousness. Actually, every day Krishna birthday, every day is Krishna's playing day. All existing within one time, that is called nahi jatrapi samaya. Nivesardha khova brajati nahi jatrapi samaya. So I mean, time, always they are present, not past and not future.
Eternally present.
Eternally they are present. When your bhav coming, that immediate present to you, and Mataja Samadhi thinking, oh, Krishna, Ganmathura, and crying and frantic. But when wake up, seeing Krishna playing his flute and asking some food, and Noni Dema Bali, this mother, give me some
butter.
Give me some butter and sweet. And Jasamuti making that and giving to Krishna, Krishna eating, that change of the mood. This is called the Chinmaya Dham. Chintamani Jayati, Chintamani, Prakara Sadhamasu Kalpa Vriksha, Laksha Vritesu Surabhi Ravipalayantam. Then, Lakshmi Sahasra Satasambrahma, Sedvamanam Govinda Madhipurusham, Tamaham Bhajami. That is Dham of Govinda. And Govinda, his manifestation also, a different kind of manifestation in that Parabham Dham. And that's also very nicely stated in Brahma Sangita, you will say. You can see. Sometimes Govinda's form is Vasudev, sometimes Govinda's form is Sankarsan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Prabhava Vilas, Vaibhava Vilas, many varieties of his manifestation, and through that manifestation he is present within full abode, and all abode is infinite. Within living, that's also infinite. And through the wills of infinite, infinite can come into the finite's heart. Finite's heart. Jiva soul is finite, and Krishna is infinite. But which way? Within the heart of a jiva soul, they are as form of Paramatma, living Krishna. And Paramatma, you can say Paramatma or Narayan or anything, but all is infinite. Dipa Chireva, one candle, from candle to candle, you can make 1,000 candles, manifestation. But all candle is powerful, same first candle. And inconceivable, everything is inconceivable by the jiva soul. And for that, always telling the Achinta. The Krishna and Guru relationship Achinta, Krishna and jiva soul's relationship is Achinta. Service to Krishna, that is Achinta. But everything happening by the wills of Krishna, and that also Achinta. And that type of abode is Krishna Loka. And when it is manifested full way, that's also we cannot conceive. And that's also called Achinta. Nishinga Dev, Bhamana Dev, Ramchandra's abode, Ajodhya, Mathura, Dharaka, all existing within that Parabrahm, and everything is full with his own property, and that is also Chinmaya.
Chinmaya?
Eternal full consciousness. Full of consciousness
living
with eternity. Then, and our, it is very miracle that we have also their existence মানে কি বলে স্থান সার্ভিস প্লেস দে আর অলসো এক্সিস্টিং সার্ভিস প্লেস ফর অল দি কন্ডিশন সোলস দ্যাটস অলসো অচিন্ত উই ক্যানট কনসিভ যে হু আই অ্যাম এ স্পার্ক অফ লাইট লাইক দ্যাট
উই অল হ্যাভ এ প্লেস দেয়ার
ইয়েস এ স্পার্ক অফ লাইট দ্যাট ইজ আওয়ার জীব সোলস
কনস্টিটিউশন
কনস্টিটিউশন অ্যান্ড ওরা কি ওরা জীব সোলের সত্তা এক্সিস্টেন্স বাট ইন উপনিষদ said tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati one elephant can move with that sparking power by the power of that spark
that means elephant's body can be moved
elephant body moving and ant body moving both and Upanishad says anuvaraniyan mahato mahiya that is the infinite nature one question answer of Guru Maharaj it is published somewhere maybe in the book of Satpurusha Krishna like that but we heard that Guru Maharaj given some chastisement to some magistrate, manager, estate manager. He do not wants to give money. Then Guru Maharaj thinking, yeah, I am losing that service money what king given, then why I shall not teach him? Then he very desperately and that told and that man also was desperate. Guru Maharaj told, Krishna is infinite. Then that man said, no, infinite.
He can't be infinite. If the finite can know him, he can't be infinite.
The finite can know him, which way he will be infinite? You are telling, you can understand the Krishna. You will get the Krishna knowledge. That you are finite and Krishna is infinite. Which way it is possible? And Guru Maharaj said, yes, it is not possible. But infinites, which way he will be infinite if he cannot known to the finite?
Make himself known.
Making himself known to the finite, which way he is infinite. Right. And there is another possibility. And we are asking that mercy of Krishna. And he can show himself within that finite jiva soul. He can give his full service to the jiva soul. That type of quality he has. And that man very happily defeated by Guru Maharaj. That question answer was very nice, but I do not know English. Maharaj can say, that Prabhu can say, that chapter you did?
Yeah, from, was it man from Arya Samaj, maybe. And he's asking Guru Maharaj, if Krishna is infinite, how he can be known by the
finite?
But then he can't be infinite.
Yes.
And Guru Maharaj said, if he is, if he cannot make himself known to the finite, then he is not infinite.
Yeah.
And shook that man.
Yeah. That's happened. Then all is achinta, that means inconceivable. But we are so much hopeful. Yeah. Krishna is so merciful. Apane ajogya dekhi mone pao khop, tathapi tomar gune upajay lobh. It is stated that we are unqualified and insignificant, no doubt. But here he is so merciful, and here is also no doubt. We are insignificant, unqualified, fallen soul, many things we have disqualification. But he is qualified and he is so much merciful. If we will put it ourselves in the court, we have no hope. But when we will put it in merciful court, their mercy is infinite and can take us into the abode of his service world. And that is our only hope. And we know Krishna is so merciful and his nature, he is attracting all the jiva souls and giving mercifully his ecstasy to the heart of the jiva soul. And that is called Krishna praying. And it is not this story only. It's happened. Krishna, he proved he how much merciful taken the human form as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and distributed the mercy of Krishna prema all over the world. And where it was deficiency, he told, you don't worry and don't think over the ocean my mercy not will go. Actually over the ocean that's also my mercy will flow. You will see very soon. And Mahaprabhu said, prithivi paryanta yata nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoibe mor naam. You see now my own experience I am seeing from Brazil to Navadvip, everywhere the flowing the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everywhere the people are dancing in the name of Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. Who knows this name? The Panchatattva name, they know that, and they are chanting and dancing with that name of Panchatattva. All over the world now it is flowing, that Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, even Russia. And I am so fallen soul, I am also getting many friends through the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that flow. They are flowing and I am also getting their association everywhere. From Brazil, it was before I left, I cannot go there, but this time it was my program. I want to see there which way Mahaprabhu's mercy flowing, and I was stunned to see. Many of the devotees there existing, and many of the sincere seekers, they are hankering mood, searching, where is Mahaprabhu's mercy? We need that. Give me the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And everywhere in the road, they are chanting with Mridanga, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And Mahaprabhu said, Prithiviti ase yata nagaradi gram, sarvatra prachar haive mor naam. Now it is proved that everywhere the mercy of Krishna, he only not attracting, giving his mercy to the jiva soul. And we are seeing that. And nadyapi visramati. Until today, it is flowing everywhere. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what said, you know? Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, within 50 years, all over the world will chant with the devotee of Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. Within 50 years. And when I joined 1947, that time I read that, and I heard from the Vaishnavas and Guru Maharaj that this is prediction of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But I cannot believe that. I am thinking within 50 years it is not possible. But Mahaprabhu said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, then it will be maybe more 100 years or 200 years after. But it is inconceivable also, achinta. For me, in this life I can see that. And now in Mayapur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace, they had thousands of devotees there every year, from January to December. Every year they are going and coming from all over the world and chanting the holy name of Mahaprabhu, chanting holy name of Krishna and dancing with Krishna name, with Tilaka, Vaishnava form. Every year, whole year they are rounding,
circulating
that place. Somebody asking me this year how many devotee come to your mart, I easily can say it is, I cannot count. And also this mercy all over the world, now we are seeing, not only seeing, we are feeling that mercy. And we cannot control also ourselves. When we are seeing every heart that enthusiasm to take the Harinam Mahamantra, they cannot come to Navadvip, but they are waiting for us. They are waiting for Mahaprabhu's connection. Then what we have got little bit, trying to connect to them, going to their own country. And when I am going, or the devotees are going there, they are very happy to see that. Not only happy, always they are crying. Their mood is very soft. We cannot understand which way they have got this type of soft heart. After hearing the Krishna, about Krishna, after hearing about Krishna or Mahaprabhu or Guru Maharaj, they are melted. And seeing that, I surprise. I not only surprise, I have seen and I moved to see that. Many country I can remember when who I am. I have no qualities and qualification. I know very well. Very well I know myself. But it is true, by the grace of Guru Maharaj, I engaged for them to do something good. That's also true. And that is, I am considering that is my service. And for that I am going country to country. And they are also receiving me for that. And their reception is miracle type of reception. Seeing, sometimes I was very much stunned. What is this and which way they have got this type of affection? Cannot understand. When I get down an example in Hawaii, there devotee waiting, hundreds of devotees waiting there, and when I come out from the
airport
security area, and I do not know who is man and who is woman. Everybody coming and embracing. But maybe few, 5-6 can embrace me at a time. But not more than that, but they are embracing which way? Who embraced me, they are embracing himself. And like a pyramid. They make a pyramid there. And somebody taking video, photo, that's also maybe with us. Then I stunned to see that I remember first embrace I have got from two devotees, and I was surprised. The devotee's name Chintamani and Rai Ram. The first Rai Ram come and embrace me with beard, old man. And Chintamani also old lady. And Chintamani also embraced.